Say something for the podcast. Tell the people what you feel.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show, man.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, where objectiveness is the objective, and I am said jerk.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has or is having a wonderful Christmas. Christmas has kind of changed here a little bit for us. But before we get into that, I wanted to... It's been a while since I recorded anything. And the last time I did, I tried the Adobe Odyssey, which I think it sounded pretty good. I didn't really do anything, and it sounded pretty good. So I think there's a lot of potential there. But, man, it's just like I don't know where to go. GarageBand, which is what I've been using, is so much – it's for dumb people like myself. And it's so much easier to just use that. So that's why I'm recording this one. I started using that, and it's been – how long has it been since my last post? Where is it at? Oh, it's not even showing on here. Well, I guess it was shown here. Let's see. So this is saying 10 days ago. Let me refresh that. Okay, yes. Oh, no, it's still loading. So it's been roughly about 2 weeks. And in that time, I forgot everything that I learned on the Adobe Odyssey. Audacity. What is it called? Audition. Man. So I just, you know, the last week or whatever it was, the 2 weeks ago, okay, that since I recorded it, you know, I watched YouTube and I played around with it a little bit beforehand, and I got this, okay, I can get it done. I just to do what I got to do, just recording myself, no problem. But then now it's been 2 weeks since I did all that, and I forgot. So I'm like, great. But anyway, so, and that's the thing. I guess GarageBand is planning for what I do. But I think if I start to actually interview and do things of that nature, I would have to use Audition, right? Is that what it's called? Yes. Okay, Adobe Audition. Because, why am I wearing my headphones? I don't even have that thing on. I was listening to something earlier. I just realized I had my headphones on. But I wasn't listening to my audio because it throws me off. Maybe I got to change the delay so there's no delay, but I could kind of hear myself and I would sit there. And, I don't know. It didn't work for me. So it's better if I don't hear it, I think, when I record. So anyway, so I'm doing GarageBand for this episode because I was tinkering around with the other one and I just could not get it figured out. So I'm back to the old school, but you know, maybe someday I'll learn it. I'm like very bipolar, I guess. It's like I get really interested in something, or maybe that's not bipolar, but and I'll like go crazy with it for like a day or two, and then I get burnt out and I'm not like really that interested. So like there's that saying where it's like you know a little bit about a lot of things, but you don't know a lot about little things. Does that make sense? I don't know. Anyway, I think that's a saying. I didn't, but so, but yeah, I've just been kind of hanging out in the garage, working on stuff, trying to build things, or just do little stuff that I've been meaning to do that I keep putting off. And so I've kind of just hung out there, trying to do a little yard work or whatever, do this and that. I haven't really been doing much, and I just haven't really had the urge to talk. Like, I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, man, I haven't recorded a podcast in a while. And so I kind of, like, think about something, and just nothing really, I'm just like, I don't feel like doing it. And that's kind of the thing, is like, I'll do it when I want to do it. I'm not going to, oh my gosh, I got a deadline, or nothing like that. So that's kind of where I've been. But I was just kind of thinking about it. And I was going to talk about some of the differences, I guess, between the Philippines and Christmas as opposed to in the States, which I can't remember if I already talked about this or not. But anyway, so for me, it doesn't really feel like Christmas. Like, I'm wearing this right here, and I'm, like, hot. granted, it is colder the last few days. It's been really windy and gray and cloudy, which is kind of what their winter, and that's how it's supposed to be. Like, it's supposed to usually be like this, but at the beginning of December. But it just kicked off, like, maybe a week, I guess. Maybe we've had about a week of it. So, doors open, windows open, wind's blowing. It's not, you know, it's not cold. I mean, it's cold for, you know, the Filipinos that live here, I guess. They're, like, freezing. Everybody's wearing a jacket and stuff. But I'm wearing the same thing I wear all the time. I'm more comfortable, you know. I still got a fan going on here, but I'm not, I don't have my sweat, my bandana that I wear all the time. And, you know. And it's not bad. I still have the AC on in my room. I had it off for a few days, but I don't know. I just wanted it to be cold last night, so that's what I did. Anyway, so yes, it's cooler than the rest of the year, but it's not cold. And I know, like, in the States, there are different places that, you know, obviously get colder than others. You know, I liked having the four seasons. Shoveling snow kind of got old after a while, but still, it's just part of it, you know. That's one thing in the States, is like, you're getting tired of summer, you're like, when is fall gonna get here in winter? And then fall is plenty. That's all you need to, like, kind of like recharge and go back into summer. But then you have winter, so by the time, you know, you're halfway through winter, you're just sick of it. You're like, where's summer, where's spring? And go through it all again. So if they just had spring and fall, we'd be good to go. Anyway, here it's like spring and summer, or summer and a hot summer. I don't know. But so, yeah, it's kind of hard for me to get in, I guess, the holiday spirit, just because it just really doesn't feel like Christmas to me. You know, when I think of Christmas, I think of, you know, cold. Cold's a huge thing. And like I said, you know, I grew up in places where it maybe didn't get as cold, but it still is cold. You know, you wore jackets, you got bundled up. Yeah, maybe it's not, you're going to go out and check your mail and possibly die cold, but it's still cold. Like, even in Louisiana, which is very similar to this, humidity, but it gets into the 40s, or can, I don't know if maybe that's, if that was normal or not, but in the 40s during summertime. So you breathe and you know, the moisture comes out, the warmth hitting the cold air, and you're wearing a jacket, so it still, you know, feels like winter or Christmas. Here, it just does not at all. And, you know, and people are like, well, what'd you expect? You go to a tropical part? It's like, yes, I know that, okay? But it was like, I've already talked about things I've weighed and measured and pros and cons and all that kind of stuff, so. Man, coffee's good. So, you know, I knew that, and I know that, but still, it's just hard for me to kind of really get into the spirit. It just seems weird. There's lots of cool things about it, though. Like, I remember I grew up in, like, a smaller city in Utah as a kid, I remember. And I remember in, like, the main part of the city, which was a small, you know, you know, they would decorate it, lights, and it was cool. And I just remember that as a kid. And as I got older, you don't really see that. I don't know, maybe it's just because my brain at the time, or they actually did kind of go all out, which I think they did. But so here, they do that. They put lights on all the lamp poles. So it's like, if you go to any town in America, you wouldn't know it's Christmas, but you drive through here and you're like, dude, it's Christmas. You know what I mean? So they have that. They have stuff like that. I mean, they start playing freaking Christmas music in, like, October, which is ridiculous. Because they don't have a Thanksgiving here. So there's no holiday, and they don't really have Halloween either. They have the you know, the Day of the Dead, the Remembrance, and then after that, it's Christmas, basically, you know? So it's just, it's brutal. And then they also have, like, carolers that go around. So, I mean, you know, I remember growing up, you would see carolers every once in a great while. They're all, it's like a church choir, and they're all dressed up, and they, you know what I mean? Sometimes they're not doing it for money, but it's like, it's just to be festive, you know? And so then, you know, you think about, okay, back in the day, you know, in America in the 19th century or whatever, and people were poor, and so they would go around and they sing Christmas carols to people to make money. And they do that here, too. They do, like, it's kind of, okay, so they'll show up. And they'll start singing Christmas songs, and they're like hoping to get money. And when they see me as a foreigner, they're like, "Oh, money bags!" Not really, but that's people for the most part. They don't see me; they see a dollar sign. That's just kind of the culture, you know what I mean? But which is not the case because my wife has all my money. Anyway, help me! No, I'm joking. What's that? No, I don't want to joke. Okay, but so. You know, I'll be out in the garage and I'm like doing something else, and I see people just from across the street. They come walking over and they just, "We wish you a merry," and they start singing, you know, and they're like, for me to give them money, and they're thinking, "Hey, he's an American, he's got money." And I mean, I guess generally speaking, for the you know, if you get a census of the town, that maybe, you know, I'm more on the wealthy side, but I'm definitely not the wealthiest, or, you know, I wouldn't even, we don't have to worry about stuff, but we're not like rich or nothing. And oh, I totally forgot what I was talking about. So they were coming over. Oh, so they see me. They see, oh, where I was talking about people seeing the dollar sign. It's just the culture, you know. It's just American to think they have money. So, so anyway, so they see me and they just woo. That's what they do, right? And they've done it a couple times. And there was one night I was out in the garage and. All of a sudden, I hear like a trumpet, and I'm like, "What the?" You know what I mean? And I look and they're standing there, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." You know, I didn't realize this was the first one. I think actually that where I didn't realize it was a carol. I thought it was just somebody like. And I'm like, "Cool, man, all right." And then it was like, then it became apparent that they were wanting money, and I was like, "Oh crap, I don't got money. Sorry." So that happened a couple times, and then finally I got some change together, and it's in the garage. So, but since I've done that. There hasn't been any carolers. They must have been like, you know, white foreigners, freaking poor or selfish or whatever. I don't know. But so they got that, you know. So there's, you know, kind of the lighting and then, unfortunately, the music. And then, you know, they got the carolers and stuff. But the carolers, it's funny because they're just wearing the normal clothes that they do. You know, they're not going out to go caroling. They're just walking and see an opportunity and start singing Christmas music in a bad tone. You know what I mean? That's what it is. So I'm like, I was telling my wife, I was like, "God, you know, it'd be cool if they would do it as an organized group and dress up and this and that, blah, blah, blah." But then I was like thinking about it, though. I'm like, I was thinking about the history of caroling, and that's, you know, that's what it was. It was just kind of people, some group of friends and kids getting together. Let's go sing and see if we can get some money for some dinner or something. You know what I'm saying? So... So it's like, you know, it like a lot of things, it first annoys me, and then I sit there and think about it, and I'm like, well, I guess that's, you know, that's basically what it is, what it's for. So I can't, you know, can't get on them too much to be expecting money, I guess. But anyway, so there's that. So let's see, you got the lights, you got the music. And then the carolers. And then everything else, like in the mall, is set up for, you know, shopping, for Christmas shopping and everything. But it's just, it's not cold. It's crazy. It's just, for me, it just does not feel like Christmas. Does not, even with all the stuff I talked about, it just does not feel like Christmas. It really doesn't. And it kind of sucks because I want to be, I mean, for me, Christmas is all about the kids. So it's not really about me. But, it, you know, I remember, you know, my wife sent me a picture on Messenger from, like, 2017, I think. We were living in Washington. And, you know, it gets kind of cold there, and it can snow. You know, and we had the living room all decked out. And we just, I don't know, because the kids were younger. I used to type up. We'd get, like, fancy paper, and I would type up notes to the kids from Santa. And it would always be kind of fancy, but they could read it, you know, and I would type it. And it was always like, hey, you know, I saw that you did this and this. That's great. That's why you made the list or whatever. Hey, just make sure you help, you know, help with your brother. Don't be mean. You know, just, you know, the typical whatever. And it'd be like fancy paper, and it would be printed on there, and then I would sign it like a signature with Santa, you know, and give it, and they'd each get one with their presents from Santa. So, I mean, you know, we used to get kind of into it. I used to get into it, I guess, and I always thought that, you know, they enjoyed that. And but now it's like they're older, they know. So what do we do? And then, like, it's just, it's not on my mind because of here, you know, and we didn't have Thanksgiving, and then, you know, like in the States, you have Thanksgiving, it's getting colder, oh, Christmas is coming, and you start seeing it everywhere, and then everybody's getting cold and dressing up. You just, you know it's coming. Here, it's like, I forget. Like, for me, tomorrow is Christmas, and I'm like, what? How? Already? You know what I mean? Like, it's just not on my radar at all here. So, I don't know, that's just kind of how it is. So hopefully, I'm kind of hoping maybe that'll change over time. So this is our, what, fourth Christmas here. And I kind of want to go to, like, Korea. So her sister, I don't like to give out too much information. So she has a family member that that lives in Korea right now, South Korea, obviously. I don't know how long they'll be there, but I was thinking, like, man, that'd be kind of cool maybe to go to Korea. It's not that far. It gets cold. You know, we can just stay in, like, a hotel or, you know, her family or something. And then just, and then set up a little and have, you know, Christmas there. Make it kind of, you know what I mean? Because, like, we used to do that kind of stuff. And in, like, Washington, we went to this place called Leavenworth, which is in the mountains. It was, like, a German village town. It was a cool town, but it was especially cool during the winter because it's just snow and Christmas lights and everything everywhere, you know. So that was always kind of fun. Like I said, we used to get into it. It's just, it's kind of hard. We're trying to figure out ways to get back into that. But then another thing that really kind of screwed that up, which I guess death screws up everything always, you know, but we, you know, my wife's mother, she passed away, you know, almost a year ago. So it's right around Christmas, you know, and that was always a big thing for my mother-in-law. And I think a little bit of that kind of killed some of the spirit for my wife too. You know what I mean? Which sucks, because I know she's like, it's like it's killed the spirit for her. Like, we're dealing with the same thing, but just different. And, you know, we know that, you know, we can't just not do Christmas because, you know, the kids. But the thing that I've also, that's kind of helped me, I think, a little is, which I haven't read the Bible. It's been like I think it was like 2 weeks the last time I did a podcast. So it's been a month. No, it hasn't been a month. It's been a while since I've read the Bible. I don't know. It's like, for some reason, I'm just not like in the mood to read and absorb and think. I'm just like, I don't know. So, but I try and use, you know, that Christmas is about Jesus anyway, with, I guess, actually his birth. He was possibly, his birthday is actually March technically or something, but, you know, it's too late to change it. But, you know, that's what it kind of started off. Or I guess it's kind of a blend between remembering Jesus and then, like, what do you call it? The old Satanic kind of Christmas thing, you know, it was like a pagan holiday that became a Christian holiday. And now it's a pagan holiday again. Ugh. But so I'm trying to teach, you know, I'm trying to teach that to my kids a little bit too, more about Jesus and stuff. But it's like, man, I'm such a crappy advocate right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I, I still, you know, I'm constantly battling with my own little things, and it's like, it's hard for me to preach about it when I'm still trying to get it figured out and everything from my point of view, from my side. So, I don't know. I'm still doing it. I'm still working it. But, man, I haven't gotten to the Gospels yet. I'm still, I got like two or three books. And it's like, tomorrow's, I was wanting to start the Gospels. Maybe I could read it. I wonder if I could finish it tonight. Would that be kind of crazy? No, because it's Christmas Eve. I got to go to the party. Anyway, so that's kind of what I'm trying to do. So I don't know if, like, we're going to, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, so we got to start. I talked about having, like, our own new traditions. You know, we've got to kind of let go of the U.S. traditions because they don't do it here. So it just makes it kind of hard. I talked about they have so many parties and get-togethers anyway that it just makes it hard to do anything else. I mean, like right now, even because it's the anniversary coming up to my mother-in-law passing, they do like 9 days of prayer night every night and people come over and eat food and all that kind of stuff. So you got that going with Christmas, you know, it's just like, ugh, it's a little brutal right now for us, to be honest. But in the end, it's just the kids. That's what kind of, you know, you want them to still enjoy it and look forward to it. I mean, I know they look forward to the time off from school. But they're kind of, I don't know, they've really, one thing about coming here is they've really changed. Like, we used to spend too much money, buy too many presents for the kids. And here they get like two or whatever, and they're good with it. You know what I mean? They're not, I don't know. I guess because living around a bunch of kids that don't have much helps a little bit, maybe. I don't know. They still do their flexing. Look what I got. All that kind of crap like we did as a kid. But it is different here. And it's, so I don't know. Sometimes you try and talk to the kids. It seems like the only thing they seem to miss is the accessibility for other things like Arby's, different restaurants. And then Target, my son, my youngest, he loved Target because the toys and everything. So, you know, he misses things like that. That's the kind of stuff they miss. But other than that, everything's here, really, that you need. So, I don't know. I don't know what this is going to be. This is going to be, I mean, I guess I did talk a little bit about the States in here. But anyway, I think that's about it for me. My time is up. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. And, hope to see you on my next podcast. I don't know how that would work, but anyway. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You just put yourself through another episode of The Objective Jerk. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, comment, wherever you find this, follow. It all helps. But thanks again, and I'll see you next time.